Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are talking about the relationship dilemma, taking your calls for psychic numerology readings. And we have several callers in the queue today. Glad that you're here, callers. We are going to be getting to your calls in about 15 minutes. So please do hold your place in the queue because we take callers in the order received. So we don't want you to lose your place in line. We do invite our callers to join us on Blog Talk Radio by following us under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also join us on Facebook. That account is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and there's another Facebook page linked with that Facebook page. So Neil and Kristen Baker will lead you to Neil Baker Psychic. If you follow us there, send us a friend request, like the page, we really appreciate it. And 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. And the number to call after the show for further conversation, 562-596-7818. I'm very hoarse today. I'm feeling something odd in my chest. So hopefully I'm not coming down with something. I'm worried.
No, I don't.
I was just saying how we hadn't gotten sick all year and haven't really been sick. We really don't get sick.
No, we don't. I mean, you know, we're vegetarians. That might be part of it. I don't know.
We have our own little personal chronic pain situations, migraines and back pain. But as far as picking up germs, normally we're not.
No.
I haven't been sick that much in the last 5 years, so it's been good. So hopefully I'm not getting sick now. Crossing my fingers.
So.
I know you don't, but maybe it's allergies. I don't know. Okay, so the relationship dilemma. Well, lots of our listeners, callers, clients are in a relationship dilemma. They're looking for relationships, or they're in an unsatisfying relationship. They have family problems, or, you know, difficulties with their coworkers, friends, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, how this manifests in a person's life varies. Some people have great relationships, of course, but a lot of the ones who don't are contacting us. So, you know, talking about relationships, Neil, I mean, to be transcended on the planet, or to transcend the planet, being complete within a relationship with someone else isn't necessarily necessary, but having a partner is something that enhances a person's life. So
it can, it can. There are people who want to be single, and that's fine. I think there's been problems in relationships ever since two people first got together. There's been problems, so that's nothing new. The idea, though, is for myself, in defining relationships, I think there are two levels of looking at relationships, at least in our world of thinking. And one is karmic relationships that we have to engage with another person due to karma or a past life or something that happened on the astral realm or some such place. That's one. And those karmic relationships can involve a transcendent attitudes, meaning that the relationship is not just strictly karma.
There's a chance to
pay something off, but there's a chance that something can
renewal,
expand into
right.
higher positions of spirit and the higher self and all that. And then, people say, well, not everything's an accident. Now, I think that there is a world of creativity where we can experience new things, and it doesn't have to be about karma or transcendence. You know, we have our playground that we could work with. And some relationships are just totally creative. They just, two people meet and it's fresh.
So it's fresh. There's not a karmic past. But I mean, even in the most sacred of relationships, you and I are, I mean, we have karma in our relationship. We have past lives. So you can have that duality of karma and transcendence within a relationship.
Yeah. Sure. The attitude of karma is, to what degree is the karma, to what variety, what nature? Some of the karma is good, some can be bad. Karma is, we connotate it with past life action. And first of all, you have to consider that karma isn't just on an immediate stage. You know, whatever you do in life, you have karma and it will come back on you in that lifetime. Sometimes we have to consider the content of the soul. And in the content of the soul, well, then there is a prehistory. And that prehistory can be a mixed bag of good things, bad things, and different things, things we owe one another, things we have to, promises we broke that we have to now keep. And there's all kinds of things, offenses. So when you're looking at a content of karma, first of all, what's interesting, anyone can do this, is look at the nature of the person you're with. See, how did you meet? Under what circumstances? How did you feel when you met? Was it under duress? Or was it under pleasure? Was it in a social
situation?
Yeah,
what was the environment that you're meeting in?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you're looking at that, and then you're trying to figure out from what depth that encounter occurred. It could be tribal. It could be just a relationship that happened in the family. It could be something that had to do with a past life business content. It could be something family. There's so many different ways to look at how we connect to one another if you do explore that and then determine just what is the nature of that karma. And, you know, what happens real quickly, what happens sometimes is that people make a promise to meet again.
On the astral realm.
Yeah, on the astral realm. But when they get back to the earth, they become corrupted or they lose their ideals that were formerly established. And so people we thought we could trust fall. So there is that nature in our relationship with people where we can be taken by surprise because it's not at all what we were expecting. It doesn't necessarily have to equate to karma. Well, that was the way it was supposed to be. Sometimes people just utterly fail. And we're also talking about those people who are not in a relationship. Those people who have difficulty in relationships. The question has to be, is that karma? Or is there something going on that can be overcome to where a relationship can happen? Or is the person you're supposed to meet, maybe they're trapped in some kind of human dilemma and they're not able to get to you the way they should? And then are those that just have bad karma. I mean,
right.
They just don't have relationships.
Right. And then you can try to switch that energy, obviously, because working with energy often transforms the energy. But
you can.
Sometimes there are people that are just in such dire situations with being alone in life
and
that their
right.
karma is so, so dense that they can't get through it.
They can't. And, you know, this has nothing to do with beauty. If you think, well, I don't have a relationship because I'm not beautiful or I'm not pretty or I'm not handsome. Listen, look around. Look at the people who are in relationships. Not everyone has that ideal look about them. There are all kinds of odd couples. There are people who we would necessarily not equate with beauty that have relationships. And there are beautiful people who do too. This is not a matter of the physicality of a human being. A lot, I mean, that might be taken into account, but this is really a matter of karma in the intensity of that, and then connecting that to the chakra system or whatever it is you want to connect it to, in determining how do we get a relationship, how do we maintain a relationship, and sometimes the circumstances that involved or involved in how relationships break up or one betrays the other. This is all of karmic content in terms of the complexity of relationships.
Well, I want to kind of go back to when we all enter the earth into our family situation, because a lot of times that's going to establish the tone for our further relationships on the planet. And so when we come into the earth, generally we're born into a karmic situation with our family. I mean, I know that there can be exceptions. You can have a totally transcendent family or a transcendent child if you're a mother, someone you haven't encountered or someone you've encountered with that has karma, but it's a higher relationship. But in general, generally speaking, we're born into karma.
Oh, well, but generally we are.
And so these are people we've encountered in past lives, whether they were family connections or tribal connections, if you will.
To the most part, yes. I mean, there's the body and the physicality that is obvious. But when we get into the soul, yeah, of course. And then the attitude is that we are to somewhat depart or leave. Some families stay intact.
Right.
Some are strongly bonded, and some people just leave and move on.
So examining the themes of your childhood and the relationship with your family often will give us clues to, you know, what's going to happen later on in relationships, because those themes recur oftentimes in our relationships, platonic or romantic.
That's really common psychological terrain, where we just look at the conditions of our psyche and how we are brought up and all that kind of thing. When we get into the content of the soul and we're getting into the involvement now of things like soulmates and people that soulmates are basically souls, two souls that have somehow mated before. Now, mated doesn't necessarily have to connotate sex, sexual connection. Mated could be a bonding.
And you're talking about mated on the astral realm. So soulmates would have encountered each other on the astral realm, but often have karmic contact, and it can be anybody. A soulmate can be, you know, a friend, a parent, a sibling.
That's right. It can end, and the roles can intermingle, mix, exchange roles. The attitude though of how do we explore the psyche before we were born? Where do we come from, and to what extent was the nature of our existence before we actually came into the physical body? What was that all about? What were we doing? Where were we? I think it's a continuum of experiences that whenever we enter the astral realm, we are actually going there on a collection of data. We're going there on a collection of experiences. So it isn't just that we are just coming from the astral realm and then coming to Earth. We're coming from the astral realm having been to Earth and having had experiences. So the soul's energy in that regard collects many different things. And if you're with one person, that isn't to say that you haven't been with them maybe many times before in different roles as you move and emerge and into the earth and evolve. So one person, you could have had four or five different relationships with that one person. And so it almost seems like, you know, my husband feels like my father, my wife feels like my mother. And we can say, maybe that's just the way the psyche is and the way they were brought up and your psychological connection. But in some respects, it's also because we are basically not just on a psychological level of interpreting our connections to one another. We're on a cosmic level. And that cosmic level sometimes involves the content of past life relationships,
right,
which can be on multiple levels.
Well, sometimes it's difficult for people to move out of karmic relationships that should be resolved so that they can find something higher. So a lot of our clients are dealing with karmic connections that probably would be better off cut, so they could, you know, move into a more transcendent phase. So, I mean, what are some, and as far as the patterns are concerned from childhood, how are some of the ways that people can start to change those karmic or break those karmic ties?
Well, basically looking inward. When you look inward at yourself and your own energy, you exclude being codependent or feeling that you're in a relationship because of fear or some kind of angst or dependency of some sort, and you just look at yourself, that's one of the most important things that a person has to do if they're into a sort of indecisive regarding the relationship dilemma that they're in. So it could be that you have to look inward and then take account of your own credibility in terms of being autonomous and healthy and things like that. So that's one aspect of it.
Okay, and I think we can get more into this on Friday's show because we've got a long list of callers. Were you going to say something else, Dan?
No, that's fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we do have a big list and we want to get to our callers who've been patiently waiting in order. Thank you for doing that. Okay. 845, hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
And this is Lucy. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good. What's your birth date again, Lucy? I'm not remembering. I apologize.
October.
October. Six, yeah. We. Go ahead.
6-2. 1-6-6-2.
We missed. What's the day?
October 16th.
16th. 1-6.
1-6.
1962.
62.
No, 6-2.
Okay, that's what I had. But it's sometimes the 6 and 5 sounds the same. Okay, how are you?
Good, 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 good.
And how's your son?
Oh, my son? Well, mm-hmm. He came from Christmas, and
yeah,
that's it. We just test each other. Hello, hello, hi, hi. He doesn't really speak too much.
I know, that's what you said.
I think he's okay.
You think he's okay? Last time you called, you were asking about relationship. Is that why you're calling today, or is it something else?
Yeah, you're talking about relationships.
Yeah.
What is my cycle in relationships?
What happened last show? I don't remember exactly what was said because
what
there was
happened? My ex-husband. We were judging my ex-husband because he's very selfish, and then he focused always on himself and. We say, well, he is the way that he is. I say, nobody's going to change him. Actually, he came Sunday because we were doing a lunch dinner for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I invite my sister and my nieces, and then he heard about through my daughter because it was my daughter's celebration. She wanted to have a dinner with everybody. And he came. He invited himself. He said, Mom, he said he wanted to come. I said, well, that's okay. And he came. And
okay.
He was talking like nothing happened. Like, okay, everybody. Except one person that didn't really feel like he's supposed to be welcoming. As I say, you know, it's Michelle, it's your thing. I just being the facilitator.
Okay, so Lucy, she's going to be 55. You're going to be 55 this year? Is that right?
1962, I don't know. 19.
You don't know. I don't know your age. So 55 this year is 56.
Okay, yes, I'm going to be 55.
So you're 7 years into your, what is it, her, what cycle is it?
Well, she's going to be having
her seventh cycle of eight in 2018. So that might be a point where something might come in, but. Before.
The other thing, Lucy, is your karmic number is 26. Now, your first four numbers is a 1016. The 101, that's really a 2. 1 and 1 is 2. There's a 26 right there. You're 62, the year you're born, you invert it, and it becomes 26. And then your karmic number is 26. Your master number is 8. So actually, you have... In some form, you have 26 three times. Your master number is 8.
I was noticing that too.
And what this, and you're about to turn 56.
Well, in a year.
55.
You're turning 55. 26 times 2 was 52. So 2 years ago, you had a change as well. What do I think? You know, the attitude of your connection with relationships, it seems like you have a big family, you have a divorced, kind of a selfish ex-husband. But you have children, son and daughter, sister, you're an aunt. You've already have a big family. So the question is, I think your question was, is there love left in my life for a significant other? Possibly. What I mean by that is that nothing strikes me as saying no. When we get into the attitude, though, of life, you know, on a primitive level, what happens when we get older, we no longer can bear children, and so we're now like grandmother, we're the elder, and by primitive tribal sense, you know, our relationship with significant others in terms of an intimate relationship is supposed to be kind of over. We're now the elder. We're past the age of bearing children. We're the wise man or the wise woman now, the elder.
Yeah, don't call her a wise man.
And wise woman or wise man.
I'm teasing you.
And so there isn't anything that nature would say you need to be in a relationship because you need to have more children. And not that relationships are involved in just having children, but on a
primitive level,
that's what it's about. So the question is this, as we become civilized, as we have for now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, the attitude is, well, can I expect to have pleasure in my life on a higher principle? Now, according to your karma and your number arrangement, the answer is yes. So I'm even saying, after having said all this, that I think you're going to probably be in a relationship. Is it a guarantee? No. But if you're asking me, Neil, do you think that I will be in one? And you asked me to make a wild psychic guess, if nothing else, I would say yes. When? Maybe between 55, 56, somewhere in there. I don't know where you're at with the idea of dancing or social dancing, but maybe you might think, oh, that isn't me at all. But somehow I see the man that comes into your life as liking to dance on some level. So that's one thing.
Lucy, is there anything about dancing that you can validate?
I can dance very well, and I was doing Zumba once a lifetime 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
A year ago.
2 years ago, that's before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know what Zumba is?
So, yeah. So, I don't know, Lucy, if, you know, to answer your question, you're calling the radio show, you're asking, am I going to be relationship? The answer is probably yes. If you said when, within a year maybe, and it might have something to do with dancing or social dancing. If you want to join another dancing group, that might be a good door to walk through. I don't know. You know, these readings are short, so I don't know if that helps you along your thinking here.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's
all right,
perfect.
Lucy. Thank you. Keep in
touch.
Thank
you so much. And blessings.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. 562-596-7818 is the number to call. And that's after the show, everybody. 914-338-0164 is our call-in number for today. If some of you are listening and have not called yet. Okay, 201 is our next. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you? Who's this?
Good. My name is Shalina.
Shalina.
Spell it?
Yeah, could you spell that for us?
Sure. Shalina.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Shalina?
New Jersey.
Okay. And a birth date, please.
Sure. 6/15. Do you know the year as well?
We need the year as well, if you don't mind.
1980.
Okay, what's your question, Shalina?
My question is, I've been with my now fiancé for 8 years. I've had boyfriends before where I felt different connections with the person I'm with now. I don't have that strong feeling of that strong connection feeling. I'm very like in tune to energy, and I feel everything, and I'm very sensitive to that. And mm-hmm. for like the last few weeks, I've been sensing my ex, who we had a really strong connection. I just feel something's wrong, and I get like a knot, and I've been having a dream, and usually if I dream of someone, it's more of like a premonition, and I'm just like, something's going on, and I just need some type of clarity of what to do, or
so you're engaged right now, but you're feeling disconnected from your partner?
I just never felt the whole time we've been together. He's a great person, and I love him and everything. Like, you know, he's a great father to our children, but I don't feel that deeper.
You have kids.
Yeah.
You have kids. How old are your kids?
5 and 1.
5 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's interesting. So, she's 26. You're going to be 27, right?
37.
What did I do wrong here? What's wrong with me? I was adding.
I don't mind you making me younger, though. That's okay.
I'm forgetting what year we're in. Okay, so you're 37 years old.
I'll be 37. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 39 is her next change. She just had one at 36. 36, and her child was 1. So that's, well, I don't know, Neil. What do you think?
Well,
should we get a birth date for anybody, or do we need it?
We can do the birth date for the
fiance.
I'm sorry, for which one?
Your fiance.
12/4/84.
12/4/84. Well, he's already, I mean, his month connects to your 615 is his month.
Yeah.
Just for starters. So, I mean,
and what was your ex that you had a connection with? What was his birthday?
They're interchangeable, the years.
January 9th, 80.
He's a 29/11, too.
80 what?
So his birthday is his January 9th, I want to say 84 as well.
You're not sure of the year?
I think it's 84. Could be 83 or 84.
So he's either a 31/4 or a 32/5, the fiance. Yeah. I mean, the not fiance, the previous
boyfriend. I'm pretty sure it's 84.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I can see why you might have a stronger connection with him. Your fiance, there's problems in there.
29/11, too.
The reason you have your relationship with your fiance is because there was karma, and it seems to be that that's the father of your children. But the problem that you're having with your current fiance is a karmic relationship. And
right.
You're a 30/3, and what happens here, Selena?
Yeah, it's so interesting is that their numbers are the other guy's karmic number.
Yeah.
3 and 2. Your master numbers, sorry to interrupt, Neil, but your master numbers become the karmic number of the, if the birth date is correct, I think it is, of your past boyfriend, 32. You're a 3, and your fiance is a 2.
Yeah, there's a connection in there. You and a lot of times people who have this arrangement of numbers and they end up being a 30/3, they have really hard time getting into the relationship. I mean, they have relationships, but oftentimes they're very problematic, and there's all kinds of difficulties. You're in a tough spot. You've got a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old. And you're engaged to a man who you don't really feel passionate about or feel a connection to you because your connection is karma. That's why.
Okay.
And the karma connection will say, the karma doesn't care whether you like the person or not. The karma just says you have karma with this person and this is the way, the readout, and this is what you must do with this person.
Can I interject something? I mean, but it's not to say that a karmic relationship can't have passion, but the reason she's feeling stuck with this person is because of karma.
Because of karma. I mean, but
and
whether,
there doesn't happen to be passion within this connection.
Whether it's passion or love or not, or the lack thereof
the
in a relationship,
overriding factor.
Karma is not concerned about feelings. This is a different agenda. So the question is, you have to look at your circumstances. You have a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old. Is it crucial? on an objective level that you keep this man in your life and you go through with the marriage because it's necessary and it's just the sacrifice you'll make for your children or for some form of stability, or you're going to have to ask yourself, you know what, I have to think of myself. I'm going to think of my children, but I'm also going to think of myself, and I'm not going to be married to someone that I don't really love, and I have to make some bold steps here and decide to change things and take that responsibility on. No matter what happens, I'm responsible because I made the choice. So I have to, right. I have a higher effort of correcting things should they go wrong. So you have to, there isn't anything here, Shalina, that I pick up where one route is the only route. I think that, I want to ask you something else. Is there anyone in your family, any past people that were ever involved in medicine, dentistry, nursing, anyone back there?
My mom was a nurse.
Yeah. So see that I'm picking that stuff up and so it helps to validate our reading. Kristen came up with some number systems before you even spoke that validated some premise of your existence.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Exactly, I did actually. Now yeah. I know why. I wrote down a 3 and a 5. I didn't mention it, but that's your master number and then the master number of the boyfriend. So.
Yeah, and the point of picking up the numbers and picking up the nurse, well, we're psychic, so why not? Why wouldn't we pick it?
Course.
And then
absolutely.
That helps to kind of validate things. I just think that we can't answer this for you. We can counsel you.
Well,
but we can't answer whether you should stay with this person. It's your decision. What we're getting is that it's a
creative decision that she would make
in regard to,
you know, whether the stability of the relationship is going to be better for her children or if a break would be the best for her entire movement and for everybody involved in the situation.
That's correct. And I will say this to help answer your question. Somewhere there's also a teacher, someone who is in the teaching classroom setting. Are there any teachers anywhere in the immediate or relatively far-fetched family zone or friends or anything?
Friends.
Go ahead.
What teacher?
High school teacher.
Yeah.
High school teacher. What do you do in your fiance, just out of curiosity?
I actually work for a dentist office.
So she works. She works for a dentist office. It's your mother. Yes, she's a nurse, but more specifically, you work in a dentist office, said dentist. So, that's.
Yeah. See how we're picking up this stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
And what does he do? What does your fiance do?
Supervisor for Home Depot.
What?
We've talked to Shalina before. I
don't remember.
I think we have.
I really don't.
No, I don't. I don't remember the details, but I remember your name.
Really?
No, not at all. Of course not.
But you know.
But I remember the Home Depot.
Being psychic isn't shocking, and the older I get, the less shocking it is. That's not. Oh, sorry. So we're psychic. All right. All right. But
it's more shocking to me, personally.
Yeah, you know.
Neil's been doing it so long.
I've been doing it since I was a little boy. So to me, it's just like breathing. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. I don't care. All I really care about is the advice I'm giving that is connected to something vital out there and that I'm helping. You know, we're helping people the best we can and maybe get an understanding a little bit higher about the astral plane. Spirituality, things like that. Maybe you'd have to go to a deeper reading with this. I don't know. Maybe this will help you out. We can't answer it for you except to say that I would say from an angel, seek happiness. Don't be unhappy. And so if your fiance is not really your choice, you don't have to feel compelled to be with that person. I'm not making any judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a Shalina call about what you want.
Right.
Okay,
Shalina. So.
You felt the numbers were the same. Could that be the reason why I have such a strong, I can sense certain people when there's something going on with them?
What was the question? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
You were saying that the numbers were similar or the same with my ex. That's why you said I was thinking, is that why I probably can sense that something's going on there?
Well, the numbers being the same relate to your master number and your current your ex's master number being what was it? 3 and 5?
The ex, 5 and 3 is an 8, which is in her year. And the other one would be a 3
yeah,
and a 2, a 5, which is in her
which is, okay, so that's what it was. I'm sorry, I'm mixed up here, but it was what we said is the 3 and the 2 is the ex's master number. So that was the similarity. So as far as what you feeling towards the ex, there may be a better connection with your ex because, you know, your ex isn't compounded. Your current fiance is a 29-11-2. That's difficulty in relationship. There's problems with people that are 29-11-2 because there's more dense karma. So as far as what you feel towards your ex, it may be a smoother relationship because the ex isn't compounded. But what I was saying about the similarity is that your 3 and your current fiance's 2 becomes your ex's 5. That was the similarity.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's about the karmic connection between the 3 of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, hopefully that helps, Shalene. If you have further questions, you can call 562-596-7818.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Okay. I'm going to bring on Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? 7766.
Oh, hanging in there.
Okay.
The last couple of days I've been like really emotional and like just totally crying over like everything. I have no idea what the heck's going on.
Okay, you're just emotional?
Yeah.
For no reason?
And, you know, I don't know if it's like we have this eclipse going on or what. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we really aren't too keen on the moon influencing. I mean, at least on this show, moods or cycles.
I mean, for, you know, the moon actually has a strong connection to our
female
body
and
rhythms
the
fem- and
female.
Things like that.
Yeah,
but to say that, you know, I don't know if the moon or the eclipse or whatever is affecting your emotions as much as something that it could be something deep rooted. Cheryl, in just your makeup, your history, that depression and emotional instability runs rampant in your evolution as you move forward. It could have something to do with menopause.
Which can be affected by the moon. I mean, there's something physically we're connected on that level.
You know,
as women,
I thought about
not,
that. Yeah.
If you're looking for a specific answer, like something's really happening, I would only say this, that when I look into your book of life, let's call it that, the book of life, let's say the book is sitting on the table and I open it up and I just randomly open it up and I look at whatever page I happen to fall on. Let's say the book is 500 pages. I open it up to about page 235.
235.
Yeah.
That's a 10.
And I see like different states in the world, in the United States, like Connecticut, New Jersey. I just start to see all these different states that are somehow words that are printed on that page. So there's something to do with some geographical area of your life right now that is disturbing to
you. Because she owns properties in other states, which you're probably not remembering.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so she owns properties in Arizona, right, Cheryl?
Yeah, in Arizona. And then I've thought about looking further, but I'm just not in the mood. I've been in this.
So you were thinking.
Angry.
So you were thinking about looking further maybe in other states, but you're not wanting to because of your mood. So
And I think your anger or your state is probably rooted to something that you haven't resolved yet from in this lifetime, something in the family. Now, any abandonment in the family zone, any mother, father, divorce?
Oh, well, my mother was totally neglected. I mean, it was like I was invisible along with my siblings. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she doesn't even know my kids' birth dates or anything like that. It's totally irrelevant for her.
You know what, Cheryl? This probably is where we're hunting down the where this monster is coming from in terms of your angst or your feelings. It comes from a general non-nurturing aspect of your upbringing that you're still carrying and sort of harboring like a child within yourself. That's where I think this is coming from on the first footnote, maybe the second footnote, but that's where I think it's occurring from. You need to examine that a little bit, look at that. That's a journey too, but that's where I think we're heading.
Yeah, a lack of protection. There's something I'm not getting, and it's bothering me deeply.
Well, yeah, you can investigate further if you want.
Okay.
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 Take care.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. 561 is our next caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Lena. How are you doing, Kristen?
Hi. Fine. Thanks. How are you? Mm-hmm. Lena. 37. I remember. 37.
Yep.
62,
yep.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Got a good memory.
Well, you just called a couple days ago, and I know I've always remembered your master number, but the birth date I'm trying to ingrain in my head. So what's going on?
Well, I wanted to see what you thought about, you see, a relationship coming up for me. There's been a man around me that I'm not really sure why he's not coming forward. So I don't know if he's going to come forward or if I'm going to meet somebody else finally.
Let's get his birth date.
Oh, his birthday is 11/30/55.
11/30/55, did you say?
Yeah, November 30th, 1955.
I think it's 25/7, but he's got that 11 going on. And were you romantically involved with this guy? Was there anything beyond just conversation?
He has this infatuation. We met about a year and a half ago at Starbucks, and he's been like, you know, almost infatuated with me, but he doesn't come forward. He doesn't even live in my area anymore. He moved 3 hours away, like last year, but he still wants to try and find a way to communicate with me. So I've been frustrated and cut him off because I'm not onto online relationships.
I don't blame you. I mean, you know, you met in Starbucks. Okay, so it's a social gathering place. He makes a casual connection to you. He's attracted to you. He tries to formulate some kind of relationship. He moves away. He wants some kind of an online. This is not a relationship. This is just somebody who is probably afraid of being in an intimate relationship and finds that they're still drawn to relationships. So they try to create a world where the relationship can accommodate their needs, their pleasure, their desires. But to have a full-fledged relationship, this is ludicrous. I wouldn't waste my time. You need to just move on.
Yeah, I pretty much have cut him off. I stopped communicating with him online, and it's really gradual.
Lena, you're not going to be happy with somebody like this. A relationship, if a man is healthy and a woman is healthy, they meet. They get to know each other, they fall in love, they're committed, they're responsible, the relationship moves forward. Sure, there can be a little problems here and there, but this one sounds silly. I wouldn't bother with it. I wouldn't examine it. Listen, you're compounded 28/10/1. You have a 3/7. That's a beautiful energy between the month and day. You're 62, that's year 62. That's a wonderful attitude for relationship. There's nothing wrong with your energy. You're compounded, which means that you have a little compounded energy in there of karma.
Right, and she's a one, which sometimes presents a
and
challenge
a one,
in relationship.
So divorce is you're probably divorced and all that.
Yep.
So, okay, all right. So we got that program down. What we got to do is put that book away right now. Put the book away of your history and even the numbers. Just put it away right now. Think fresh. Here's what I want you to do, because some of this our readings that Chris and I give, they're spontaneous, you see. So what I'm seeing right now is you, here's the thing, spontaneous imagery. You need to see, you need to go to a florist or you need to be around flowers. You need to go to a place where there's beautiful flowers, all arrays of flowers. And you need to absorb the scent, smell, energy of flowers. I think there's something lacking in your chakra system. And this is just my advice. So do you like flowers?
I was just saying that this morning. A girl at work got some roses, and I said, oh, I love flowers. And she said, oh, I hate flowers. And I thought, oh, my God, what a crazy woman to say she hates flowers.
Oh, that is
I said, I buy them for myself.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's nice to do. I like flowers, too.
Yeah, all right. So it's simple psychic impression. That's what we do on this show. We give you our psychic impression.
So that connects to her earlier conversation, obviously. That's a validation.
And it's a validation that probably love is coming, but there's some angel or little spirit out there that's telling us to tell you to be around flowers more and just take them in. Maybe, why not? I mean, where would we be without flowers and bees? You know, that's a big crisis now. Chris and I are very concerned about the decline of the bees, and this is a big, serious problem. And now they're trying to create robot bees. I mean, the scientists don't know what to do. It's a terrible situation. But when we get into the idea of the relationship between flowers and nature, flowers and life, surround yourself with flowers right now. You'll find romance.
Wow.
Okay.
Easy to do, not too difficult, Lena.
Okay, thanks.
Keep us posted. What were you going to say, Neil?
Maybe like Jennifer Lucy can turn into a bee.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, I think this is probably going to be our last caller of the day. I'm having a problem unmuting. 216, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
Oh, hi, Patricia. Give us your birth date again.
7/16/58.
11/16, you said?
July 16.
July. Well, that was completely
19,
off. I apologize.
58.
Okay. 7/16/58, correct?
Yes.
7/14. It's hard to hear you. Neil and I are having a hard time hearing you. 14.
Okay. I'm outside. Can you hear me now?
That's why. Yeah, okay. That's better. She's 37/1.
Right.
Yeah, I remembered you were compounded, but I couldn't remember your birth date. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling. Have some concerns for my health. I have begun doing a liver cleanse about, I guess, a couple of months ago, taking this black walnut tincture and black wormwood tincture. And now
that's like a bowel cleanse, isn't it?
Well,
parasites?
I don't know that.
They give those.
I know it's an herb. That's one of the herbs that's used, I guess, for liver cleansing or preparing to. Now I'm doing a liver cleanse with the milk thistle and all this.
Yeah.
Because I received in some other readings that my liver was a bit stressed. And I'm wondering,
should
I continue with that? And I'm seeing an integrative doctor, but not I don't go back till next month. And I've, doing my best to make sure that I'm taking care of my liver and me. But
just
should
to
I continue
clarify,
on with this?
Patricia, just to clarify, the course of herbs that you've been taking or whatever you've been doing, was that prescribed by a homeopath or a naturopath? Or did you do this on your own?
I talked to, by far, a reading with you all, a medical intuitive energy healer. And so he was suggesting, because I had parasites, that's what he picked up on. So that's what is the wormwood and the walnut to get that out of my system, along with the liver cleanse to really get my body cleaned out. So it's the parasites, that's what I'm wanting to clear out.
Well, I mean, on this show, we don't give medical advice or suggest that people take herbs or so on and so forth. I mean, you know, certainly things can be picked up in the body, but to give medical advice would be not really ethical. But on the, you know, on a practical note, this is not a psychic note. When hearing medical advice from anyone who's like on a radio show like ourselves, I would take it to someone who's, you know, really well respected in the field before doing a cleanse, because I know that sometimes those cleanses can cause further issues to happen. So, you know, checking with someone who is licensed is probably a smart idea, in, you know, rather than taking it on yourself to go, you know, group things together from your natural food store and start a cleanse, which may or may not be effective. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, how do you think your liver is? Are you picking something up about liver?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say go to a doctor. Go to a doctor or go to somebody and see what the read is on that, on a medical level.
Even a naturopath, someone who did alternative medicine, maybe someone with a combined degree, with a Western license and
Do that. The only thing that, aside from that, you know, having said that, because we're not licensed, we don't give medical advice. But what I'm getting, I don't know. I'm getting something weird. I don't know where you live, but I'm getting something about bad water. Do you live off of a well or anything like that?
Well, I'm staying in a friend's spare room now. I live in Shaker Heights, which is a suburb. So, and it's probably a toxic city from an energetic standpoint. I would not be surprised, but I can't say for sure.
I see. Well, the only, you know, suburb, it might be city water. I don't know. There's something about, have you been swimming anywhere, any other aspect of being in water?
No. I mean, it's winter, you know, here in Cleveland, so.
You know, it's hard. There might be something you picked up by way of water, and I don't know where that might be. Have you had any other, what is your diet like? Do you eat sushi or anything?
No, I don't eat sushi. I mean, the fish that I cook, I mean, I cook it, you know, I bake it or fry it or, you know, whatever, you know, chicken or something, then, you know, it's going to be thoroughly cooked. I eat vegetables, you know, the grains, quinoa, of late I've been eating the white potatoes, probably a bit too much, but anyway.
What makes you think you have a liver problem?
Because the person who told her.
I mean, is that the only reason because this person told you?
This medical intuitive. I did start going to an integrative doctor prior to him. Now, he had prescribed me some Chinese herbs. But this is like after I began to see him and he was trying to figure out some other issues that I went to him for.
What's your issue? What are your symptoms,
that's
Patricia?
What I wanted to ask.
I have several large brown spots on top of my left foot. And I know there's something that wants to come out of my body and it's showing up there. So when I told this medical intuitive by phone, he says, well, all skin issues relate to the liver.
I mean, that's not necessarily true. I mean, we can't give medical advice, like I said, but you could have sun exposure on your foot. You know,
I've gone to the dermatologist. I've ruled that out. So it's nothing, you know, deadly or serious.
So it's,
you know, if there's something... We have so many organisms and parasites in our body, we're never going to get rid of them.
That's right.
So forget it.
No.
And I don't know, if it's not bothering you, if you're not finding, are you having any discomfort?
Digestive issues or anything like that?
Yeah, a bit of a digestive issue.
Necessarily be liver, it could be digestive issues.
It could
which may not relate to the liver. Did you like this integrated medicine person, or did you not feel...
I start seeing him, in December, but I can't get in to see him soon enough. So I liked him. So he was prescribing me ginseng and some other Chinese herbs. But then I'll see him next month, and I want to discuss with him, you know, possibly with other issues, you know, other types of herbs being recommended, or like a liver cleanse, or what else should I do?
Well, if you feel comfortable with this person, and it sounds like they're not prescribing or suggesting anything that is dangerous, you know, I mean, try it out. You know, you have some maybe irritable bowel. It's hard to say,
right,
Patricia.
Right.
But,
okay.
But you know, we're not getting any immediate reading on this connection here
to your liver.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if that's what it is. I mean, liver spots, that's an old
saying or
wise tale, but people can be 95 and have liver spots. You know, I don't know. Maybe you have to do a cleansing. Maybe you have to look at holistically your whole body. But, you know, that's for further explanation. But so I don't know. We're helping
or
you out at all.
Okay.
But anyway. Okay. So.
Yeah, I would suggest going to a doctor and trying to work it out that way, or the integrated medicine person that you saw.
Right, right. Okay. But I did get my eyeglasses, Neil, you said about a couple of months ago. So I needed to get an eye check, so I got some new glasses. So.
Well, that's good.
Oh, did we suggest that?
You must have, yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. That's good, Patricia. Take care.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we hope our callers join us then. Thank you so much.